Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour. It's the who. Power Hour. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power Hour. It's the one. Power Hour. It's the who. Power Hour. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics. Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crushed out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this low estate? We let the scripts prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The scripts say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power. The one, power, hour. It's the who, power, hour. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, hour. It's the one, power, hour. It's the who, power, hour. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, hour. It's the one, power, hour. It's the who, power, hour. Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives. Power, hour. It's the one, power, hour. It's the who, power, hour.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Biblical Topics. I am Captain Yahshua.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Aparian.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Amariah.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Soldier Othaniel.
Soldier Othaniel. Othniel. Spelled Othniel, but pronounced Othaniel by the soldier.
It happens.
Good way to recover.
Yeah, because the way he spells it, there's no way you get an A in there for that A sound.
You just roll that TH into the N.
So that's Othniel. It's not Othaniel.
How about it's just like confusing?
Or Othniel. Othniel.
Othniel.
I'll be giving it a new name. It's okay.
Just throw an A on it, bro, if you want to pronounce it that way.
Hey, I had to change mine when I first came in. I originally was Yeshaya. I was getting confused with Yahshua and Josiah. And I said, you know what?
They were always confusing us.
I said, let me change it.
They confused us.
So, yes, I was originally Yeshaya.
I'm not worried about it. I'll get a new name.
He said, it is what it is. I messed up. I know.
He said, all right, I'll get a new name.
Let me pull up.
To make it even more confusing here, rather than just changing a letter, huh? Okay. All right. All praises.
So now we got used to nothing. I just got used to that.
No. I mean, when Christ returned.
That's a confident brother, man.
As you were. All right.
Drop the mic.
He said, when Christ returned. Okay, all right.
So I'll leave. You ready to the show?
Yeah, let's all walk out. He got this.
Yeah, you good. Yeah.
Hey, happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. All praise to the Most High for allowing us to see another Sabbath. Continuance of so much going on. I don't know. You know, let me tell you something. It's like the news, the media, it's like a can't live with it, can't live without it type of thing.
That's exactly what it is.
It's horrible. They're horrible. It's dollar driven. It's motivated by getting
Trump out of there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. And then because the politics are mixed in, you got crazies on the other side. So like the what's known as the alternative media site, you got to sift through all the freaking craziness that it's the Democrats, like the Biden and Clinton and all of them got together and all this. What is that? Oh, gosh.
Dark Rose Studios. Welcome.
You know, so there's bits and pieces of good information here and there, but then it's just, I'm telling you, it's maddening.
You know what I do, honestly? I just wait for him to post, and I'm like, okay, then.
Yeah, then you pick what you want to, yeah, let him do all that, right?
And that's how I know that it's been sifted through, because he don't just post anything. he'll actually.
Well, that's what he posts. That's what he posts.
Yeah.
He keeps some things back. He says he waits. He don't sift through the news. He waits till you do.
Yeah, he was saying he knows it's official when you post.
He says you don't post just anything.
Because I know that he's read it. He's compared it to other things.
I know. What was he talking about today? I saw he said, "Oh yeah, I've researched Putin extensively."
Yeah.
He's a militant mastermind.
I get home from work and I got plenty of reading content too.
He's a chief deceptive of espionage.
I do vet the information because I'm not fake news.
I know you do. And trust me, brothers like me, we really appreciate that because I get home and I know I already got 6, 7, 8 articles, 5 videos.
Right, you don't
got
to go to Facebook and sort through. You don't need a news aggregating site, right?
I love my brothers.
Let him watch it and go through all of that. But it's nuts, right? There's like so much stuff going on in the news cycle, and you know it'll drive you crazy if you're not like focused enough. And you know, so fear driven, and people then. It's crazy that they can alter behavior so easily. I tell you, it's like that episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Where all they did was cut off the power.
Yep.
And then turned it on in some people's houses and not all. And everybody started bugging the hell out, just fabricating stuff. They're like, bro, but you've known me all my life and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And just people turning on each other.
I have insomnia. I can't sleep.
Yeah. I always knew you. All of a sudden, now you know
stuff. All of a sudden, you know
stuff. I've seen the way you spoke to your wife.
Right. It drives all types of craziness. So
they shot the dude that went out to help him.
Right. So
I think that's a little before my time.
I'm trying to figure out where to start with this. Gosh. So, you know what? I didn't put up the one where what was the one you put that I was commenting on yesterday with you about the vaccine company?
Oh, AstraZeneca. They're going to have it ready by September. He had it up, the AstraZeneca one, the RT one.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a quick second.
With Rick Sanchez.
Yeah, you did have it up. That's right. How long is it?
It's not that. It's a little long.
Not 2 minutes, 40 seconds. That's good.
Oh, okay.
That's acceptable. Right. Okay, go ahead. So put it up. Go ahead. Play that.
Do you remember him from Florida? He used to do the news in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Would have not.
Florida's like a bad dream, bro. It was like a freaking pesadilla, bro.
Yeah, this thing is right here. This thing
wow. Is right here, bro. All right. So wait, let me stage this before you say it. So the title of the show is Doctors Without Borders. I should have added a little more to it. What is this guy doing to me? And he just keeps sorrying me. And then I feel bad that he's doing that because it's like he thinks we're gonna like blast him.
No.
That's right.
He don't give a damn.
Doctors Without Borders, and it's a play on the actual charity Doctors Without Borders, because
right.
I'm going to show you what Doctors Without Borders is really about, right? It's the experimentation on our people. That's the Without Borders, right? So, you know, Doctors Without Borders, the organization, is like, oh, there's doctors that volunteer. They go to third world countries and do good care and this and that. This isn't by no means speaking about them as an organization. I'm just telling you that the way these heathen operate, starting with Esau, which the world ignorantly calls the white man,
mm-hmm.
it's all driven by experimentation. It's all driven by profit and at the end of the day, ultimately, at the highest levels, it's driven by preventing the Israelites from coming back to their true heritage.
That's
and coming
right.
together, because then it's game over for them. They're prolonging as much as they think that they're able to the inevitable, mm-hmm. which is this is a fixed fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if the fight is fixed, you don't focus on winning. You focus on delaying the fight. Right. It's kind of
yep.
like the champ. Oh, you ducking me. Why are you ducking me? You know, I'm going to beat you. That's why you won't fight me. Right. So then you do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's start with this, because we got this whole COVID thing and we're going to talk a little bit about it and what's going on here. And we were having a little bit of a discussion in the group the other day. So this is one of those vetted news things from our news aggregator. Captain Aparia.
But we're going to begin this newscast with one word. One word. It's a word that a year ago would have meant very little, but now seems to mean everything to almost every single person living on the planet Earth. In fact, to many, it means the difference between living and dying. And that word is vaccine. So let me get to it. Here is the news on the vaccine front. There are 4 major laboratories racing right now to try and get a COVID-19 vaccine out. Right away, they are Johnson & Johnson, they're U.S.-based, by the way, Sanofi, which is a French firm, lab, Moderna,
it's also American, and AstraZeneca, which is a British laboratory. There is news on two of them, so let me bring you up to date on that. We're going to start with Moderna. Moderna is announcing that it is about to begin its first large clinical trial. How large? It's going to inject 30,000 adult trial participants, volunteers. They're already planning to manufacture as well 100 million doses to be ready by September. There's no guarantees it's going to work. Still, they're doing that. But if it works, they then will begin producing 500 million doses for next year, and then they say 1 billion every year after that.
All right, so stop for a second. Stop. So notice he's mentioning some major corporations, and he says, let me tell you something. I don't want to say this always, right, because there is some value to clinical trials for certain things, right? Like, let's say we talk about dieting, right? Mm-hmm. You do trials, right, studies on this sort of thing. Clinical trials, and I'm going to show you when we read the article later, clinical trials is a modern-day word for medical experimentation. All right. That's what they're saying by clinical trials when it pertains to things like this with vaccines, especially with vaccines or experimental drugs and things like that. It's a medical experiment, though a controlled one, though one in a certain environment. And those are the ones that we know about that's like that. You're going to we're going to talk a little bit about the ugly history of how they did these things. Modern medicine and all their cures were largely built on the backs of experimentation on the Israelites, all right, on our people, all right, all the different medical experiments. What was the name of the sister that they always displayed her with the big behind?
Sarah Bartman?
Yep. Yeah. It's the same thing, and, you know, the human zoos and all that stuff like that. So it all lines up with experimentation, right? And they've always used it against our people, right? I'm going to tease a book that I just got that I think one of my classes I showed a little clip on. I started reading a little bit here and there. I got to sift through it because it's not like the book is necessarily written by an Edomite, so it's not pro necessarily us, but there's good information in there. The history of medical experimentation and clinical trials is talking about that, especially when it comes to vaccine, because vaccines, they'll even tell you it takes upwards of 10 years. And the reason they take 10 years most of the time in this is because there are prolonged effects that you cannot get in a 3-month study, a 1-year study, right? So efficacy is one thing, meaning if it works to cure or prevent the disease that you're aiming it for. But there's long effects that happen year that sometimes take years to develop after that they don't talk about. So I'm just going to say that for now and then let this guy keep going. But he said that he has 30,000 volunteers. I'm going to show you how. What is that? What does it say? 90 seconds. Did you only do a 15-minute window for the blog talk?
Expect what you expect.
He just started like training them and he's gonna blame y'all.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
He
throw
see what he just did for y'all? Wow. He said, "Hey, I need help. I need backups."
Holla at your boy, man.
Wow. I don't even want to keep talking because
whatever happened to this guy?
I don't know, man. That guy.
Huh? Whatever happened to him?
I don't know what happened to that guy.
This guy.
That guy.
He had goal. I don't know what happened.
All right, so I'll let him figure out the blog talk thing. What's going on there?
Maricopa has changed you.
Maricopa has changed you. Yeah. I told you it was weird down there.
Yeah.
It's the air's different.
Literally.
So historically, their volunteers were voluntolds, right? So
yeah,
it was done through coercing, sometimes through outright imprisonment type of tactics. But one thing that they haven't done, I'm not saying that all volunteers are not volunteers. One thing that they haven't changed is, we're going to talk with the article later, is that they'll use certain tactics to elicit volunteers for something.
Mm-hmm.
And this fearful thing that they're doing with this is part of that. Another strategy, and I'm going to let the video finish. I just don't want to lose this thought. I was listening to the news last night. And they were talking about that when a vaccine does come out, that because of all the negative stuff that people are saying, that they're going to need celebrities and famous people to endorse it so that more people will come online and take the vaccine. And then they said, just like Elvis did when he took the polio vaccine, when the polio vaccine, so it was planned, it was coordinated, it was a media stunt to say, look, these important people are taking it that you idolize, so why don't you take it too?
Freaking media, man. Right. They was doing that with before when it first started. They were saying celebrities were getting on saying, yeah, I got COVID, but I'm fine.
Right.
Like they were trying to make everybody comfortable.
I got COVID. I tested positive for COVID. Yeah, it sucks. But I'm doing good.
Who's that? It just
come on,
Idris Elba.
Wasn't it Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
He was one of them too.
Yeah. So you gotta understand that this is all subtle ways to get you into this. Now look, I'll speak for me personally. I'm not pro vaccine by any measure. I'm not anti vaccine either. There's some things that I've been okay with. There's others that I don't like. I skipped the MMR, the first MMR for my children. I think it's at too young of an age to give them something that strong. They're going to tell you studies say it's this, that, or the other. But, once they're like 5 or 6, they're supposed to get another one. I'm okay with it by then. You're a little more developed. I think their brains and everything. That's me. I'll tell you this. They're saying, oh, they're going to mandate the COVID vaccine. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do that because if people are up in arms about a mask.
Right.
To inject you. But I mean, they got ways. I'm not saying it's not impossible. They got ways that they do stuff, you know. Maybe they'll throw it in one of the other ones and not even tell you. Who knows, right? I mean, I don't know. But I ain't taking no COVID vaccine. So I could wind up with like a drooping eye and be retarded like 2 years from now, right? And pardon the language. I know that's not politically correct to say that, but that's what the poison that they're going to do, because there's no way that they're going to be able to by September start giving an effective vaccine and not know the potential side effects.
Cap, I forgot where I saw it, but some people have already died from it.
Goodness gracious. So let's let this play.
All right, now let me take you to some more encouraging news about a different pharmaceutical giant. This is AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is announcing a $1.2 billion deal with the U.S. government. They're going to produce with that 400 million doses of
Stop. And this is what I'm going to lead into after we're done with this. This whole thing is driven by money. And I'm going to show you how art imitating life, life imitating art, whatever it is. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the Mission Impossible movie that I mentioned yesterday. And this whole thing was driven by money, because, look, they said AstraZeneca, just from the U.S. government alone, is already working out a deal, supposedly with a vaccine that they haven't done or approved or even know if it works yet.
Right.
He just said they signed a deal, right, for $1.25 billion. Go back just a little bit.
Somebody commented. I don't know if you get to see it about what they're doing with the vaccines.
Oh, okay. I'll look at it in a second. Right. So go back a little bit. Yes, go there. Go ahead. Listen to it.
All right. Now let me take you to some more encouraging news about a different pharmaceutical giant. This is AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is announcing a $1.2 billion deal with the U.S. government. They're going to produce with that 400 million doses of their vaccine.
Stop. No approved vaccine yet, but he says they signed a deal already for $1.25 billion to produce 400 million doses of this vaccine. That's just 400 million doses. Now, a couple things you get out of that. First of all, the fact that they would put something that, remember, we said that it takes upwards of 10 years for a vaccine, and they're talking about months, less than a year. He said by September, they're going to have 400 million doses, and they signed a $1.25 billion deal to produce this vaccine. That's with one country, right? So they stand to make billions of dollars.
Cap, that says one of two things.
Wait, let me finish my second thing.
Okay.
Let me finish my second thing. And I'm more inclined to go into the second one, because maybe 10 years from now, nobody is sick from the vaccine, right? We don't know. It would imply, and when I get to my thing about where we bring it all together, that maybe they had this cure to begin with.
Exactly what I was going to say as well.
Yep.
Isn't that always the case?
You were going to say that too?
They always a step ahead.
You were going
to say it? Well, I was going to say it, but this guy's getting a new name. So, I mean, I'm just going to agree
with
him.
Good point, Cap. That's a good point.
So play this again.
But that's the word out there also that people are saying.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's also still unproven. It does make you wonder why they're so confident, right? I can tell you this. AstraZeneca has been doing human trials since April 23rd. Already, they've been doing the trials beginning back in April. 510 volunteers between the ages of 18 and 55 have already been injected or tested at Oxford and Southampton in the UK. Company officials are saying if this vaccine is successful, they will have the first batch of 100 million doses available in September. Now, I know what you're probably thinking right about now. How long before we all can get the vaccine? More to the point.
Sorry, buddy.
That is what we are going to drill down on with an expert on vaccines right here on the news with Rick Sanchez, where we believe it's time to do news again.
All right, stop. Oh, boy. So, let's go into the article about the first vaccinations. Let's start there. So, first off, right, and again, I'll save the other stuff about that they probably had a cure ready and whatever, right? Because I'm going to tell you something. If for those of you listening and watching, it's if we say that they had a cure ready, then that means they were responsible for the disease.
Right.
All right. I'm going to just say it plainly for everybody. Okay. Because I think that part goes past people's head when you say something like that. If they had a cure ready for a novel means new, meaning unknown. If they have a cure ready for a novel virus, then the virus wasn't novel. They knew about it. They had it. They distributed it.
So it's not Kung Flu?
Hey,
it comes from China.
The scripture in Psalms 83 says Moab and Esau are confederate.
Yes, it
does.
That's
right.
So if it did come from the Wuhan lab, don't think that it was just China acting on their own.
Wait, the Wuhan lab that Fauci works for the CDC here.
An American, an Edomite.
Went ahead and gave them $3.8 billion
yes.
from the government.
Yes.
Fort, what's the fort?
I know what you're talking about, though. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Go ahead.
Dietrich. Fort Dietrich.
There you go.
Damn it. Fort Dietrich.
Right. So again, you're seeing the lines and you're seeing everything going
which
on.
Which is
here.
In America, by the way.
Right. And let me tell you something. That doesn't mean Fauci's some super mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy that they were able to pull the thread who was in the position to sign that and authorize that. This thing is a lot bigger than it's Trump. Yo, because that's the other thing. On the other side, I see some crazy stuff and they're saying Trump is the hero fighting against this and blah, blah, blah. Trump, trust me, Trump is not that smart, and he's not that well-connected. He's not that juiced. He's not even that rich.
You got our people saying that.
They're just...
Listen.
That was it.
Said nothing.
I go back to KRS-One.
Yep.
And when he was saying, and he was saying the way things set up, and he said, it's like if I go to McDonald's, and I say, I want to see the manager. And you bring me the general manager of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no, I want to see the guy in charge of him. I want to see the manager, I told you. Trump is not that guy. Fauci is not that guy. These are all puppets in the bigger scheme of that Confederacy that you read about in Psalms, the 83rd chapter. All right? And I'm telling you, now the data is showing, because there was even people among our own people when we were saying that this thing is targeted at blacks and Hispanics and natives, right, Israelites, and they were kind of like, I don't think so.
Right.
And now it's showing that the numbers are much higher amongst our people. And guess where they started to do some of their first vaccinations? Let's pull the article up. So it says, first vaccinations begin in Africa for COVID-19 trial. Begins in Africa. Wasn't there another article too where he was saying that somebody was pointing it out? You know, aggregator. Hey, that's like John Wick 3, the adjudicator. He's the aggregator. The aggregator. that's gonna be his new nickname, the aggregator. The where they were saying that blacks and Hispanics have to be among the first people to get the vaccine.
Yeah, that was Melinda Gates said that.
Yes.
I got that article.
And I think I saw another one where they were saying like you can't have a vaccine without giving it to blacks and
yes.
Hispanics.
Right. Those two articles, yes.
Thank you, aggregator.
Yes. That is confirmed.
That has been archived.
So it says, Africa's first participation in a COVID-19 vaccine trial started Wednesday, this Wednesday of just this past week, as volunteers received injections, developed at the University of Oxford in Britain. Now, remember, one of these companies, he said, was it AstraZeneca was American?
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Moderna, except for the one with the S, I think it was.
No. I think AstraZeneca is the British one.
Yeah, and then there's one that's French.
Go back to that. Because I want to get that right, because it was four. And he said two of them are American, one of them is French,
Johnson,
one of them is
Johnson,
British.
Moderna are American.
All right, so go
yeah,
all the way back.
Yeah.
All the way back. Okay,
Sanofi.
Right there. Sanofi is French. Go ahead. So go ahead. Play it from where you had that graphic, right before he starts that graphic.
It's a word that a year ago would have meant very little.
It
now seems
it's
to
all
mean
right. Just
everything to almost every single person living on the planet Earth.
Javier is here.
In fact, to many, it means the difference between living and dying. And that word is vaccine. So let
right
me
there,
get
right
to
there,
it.
Right there.
There are four major laboratories racing right now to try and get a COVID-19 vaccine out right away. They are Johnson & Johnson. They're U.S.-based, by the way. Sanofi, which is a French firm.
French.
Lab. Moderna, it's also American.
Right.
And AstraZeneca
is the brand.
Which is a British.
Okay,
yes.
Stop. That's all I wanted.
Yes.
Now, back to the article.
Yes.
Back to the article.
Or Esau.
All Esau, right? Go back to the article. So it says, Africa's first participation in a COVID-19 vaccine trial started Wednesday as volunteers received injections developed at the University of Oxford in Britain. So the British company, AstraZeneca, mm-hmm. all right, they're not going to name it in this article, I don't think, but they're going to have ties to it because it says that it was the one that it was done there, right? So it says, while officials said the continent of 1.3 billion people cannot be left behind. What is all this love and affection for our people all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, it's sinister. It's sinister shit that's going on. It says the large-scale trial is being conducted in South Africa, Britain, and Brazil, right? So, and I'm not sure where in Britain. I'm not saying some of these people aren't of the other nations that are getting this stuff. They're going to do whatever they need to do to conceal their agenda as best as possible. And part of that concealment will be, hey, let's get some of our people mixed into this, too,
right.
So that people will be, well, see, we're that's like the argument of, well, I got black friends. Well, see, we're vaccinating some white people, too.
That's like we're looking saying
they're probably homeless black white people.
Right.
They don't give a damn. They freaking got it from the street. Hey, you come in. You want 50
yeah.
cents?
Right.
Want a hot
that's
dog?
Hey, that's like in Gangs of New York when they rounded everybody up off the street to vote. Come on, shave your face and get back in there.
That's like how we say they give certain liberties to our people. We say it's the illusion of inclusion, right?
Right.
This is the illusion of intrusion.
Oh.
So they were able to manipulate our people by putting the poor of their people in there as well. To just say, see, we're all involved in this.
Right.
It's the same exact tactic.
Exactly. So it says South Africa has nearly 1/3 of Africa's confirmed cases. And I get it. There's a lot of white people in South Africa, all right? Trust me. It's not because you're going to have some people be like, well, this is white people there.
Yeah, because they want the freaking diamonds. Why they're there.
South Africa has nearly what you're right. If you understand apartheid and everything, you know how those white people got there. Right? They're not they're not naturally from there.
Nope.
They're South African citizens. Hey, and that reminds me too. I was watching a clip. I'm sorry, I'm gonna digress for a second. I was watching a clip of man, that Phil Donahue show was the move back in the day.
It was.
I was
man.
Too
he
young
to
realize that
it
was
it
that
open.
Good.
Nah, he had controversial guests on there. Big
so
time.
Yeah, Farrakhan on there.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like, at the end, Farrakhan kind of got, because he's talking about people being able to still be kind of understand each other together. But he said some strong stuff, man. And I said, damn, I said, I got to use this video to do, like, a class and just, like, put the biblical spin on it. Like, because he says stuff that, like, you know, you would almost think if you didn't know him that, damn, all right, he's in agreement with us.
Right.
And he was talking about that, how they painted Jesus white, all the angels white, all that stuff like that. Right. But anyway, I digress. So, because it just made me think about it with South Africa and everything. So, South Africa has nearly 1/3 of Africa's confirmed cases, with more than 106,000, including more than 2,100 deaths. The country late Tuesday reported its biggest one-day death toll of 111. The African continent now has nearly 325,000 cases as countries loosen restrictions under economic pressure from citizens who say they have to feed their families. Shortages of testing materials and medical supplies remain a problem as Africa could become the world's next hotspot. I thought Arizona was the world's next hotspot, Texas, or Florida. I'll tell you, the media is so full of shit. But like I said, can't live with it, can't live without it. So you got to be able to aggregate through it.
That's right. No, yep.
All right. So it says the pandemic was delayed in Africa, but is picking up speed very quickly. They signed a thing with the U.S. for $1.25 billion to have 400 million doses by September. The pandemic was delayed in Africa, but now all of a sudden it's picking up speed very quickly, and they need to put their vaccine out.
And Melinda Gates said blacks have to get it first.
Man, I'm telling you, the threads are all there. They're all there. So it says the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief, John Nkosazana, said Wednesday, with a steep increase in the number of cases and deaths, unless we act now, Africa is at risk of being left behind on the global vaccine. And this is what I mean when I say that they may not necessarily take them in chains to do vaccines, but they're voluntold because they'll put something like this out, make them fearful, make it seem, because even with the mortality rate, and when you factor in the cases that are still yet to be shown from asymptomatic, pre-symptomatic, you know what I'm saying? The death rate then goes down because more people sick, less deaths. It's not as deadly as they say it is. Now, I've heard it's still pretty bad. Like, even if you survive it, like, you're going to be jacked up. Like, you're going to be exhausted, tired, hardly able to do anything.
Yep.
It's going to hit you hard. If you're one of the ones that gets hit with it hard, it could hit you in some mild ways. It could hit you and you not get symptoms at all. Right. But the death rate is overblown. Mm-hmm. So they're putting this fear out in order to get people to go ahead and say, hey, let me go ahead and do this. And then they're going to do it in places that historically don't have access to care, don't have money for this. They're worried about, you know, working and staying. And, you know, because the other thing they were saying is that it's black and brown people that were mostly the essential type of workers. Like, they're the ones that had to go in because of the type of jobs that we typically have as a grouping. Right. Obviously, some of us have maybe more executive type jobs or whatever it might be. So it says he warned a continental discussion and urged that local manufacturing and scientific expertise play a key role. Cameroon, Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, and South Africa all have highly developed clinical trial capabilities, said Salim Abdul Karim, chair of South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee for COVID-19. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom, these names, Ghebreyesus, urged that the initial supply of any COVID-19 vaccine be deployed where it's most needed, rather than based on the ability to pay.
Damn, they ain't even giving it away.
Yep.
And that's like what I said earlier. They're targeting
right
it in areas.
That's right, the key right there.
Right. So it says Tedros also announced that as of this week, all 54 of Africa's countries now have the lab capacity to test for the coronavirus. In February, just two African nations could test for the virus. The continent's first case was reported on February 14th. Right. So, man, there's just so much. Like, I can't even get to the scriptures yet because there's just so much to lay this foundation to this stuff. Oh, my gosh. Damn, I had another one up, and I think I lost it. Okay. So you see that they're doing that. They're trying to experiment there. We had the other video where they said they're going to do in Puerto Rico. She said they want to experiment there with the
Puerto Rico. Right. That came out actually before this article.
Gosh. I tell you. And then, like I said, I'm going to tease this book a little bit. I had done a little excerpt on it, right? This is called How to Hide an Empire. All right, it's by Daniel Immerwahr, some Edomite, I think. This one? Okay, How to Hide an Empire. And it's a history of the greater United States. And if you see the map there, it shows, because you think the United States and you think this thing that's bordered in red, and then it shows you all the other territories, right, that the U.S. has. So you have Guam, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Alaska, Saipan, Bikini Atoll, the Philippines, Guantanamo Bay, U.S. Virgin Islands, Thule Air Base. I'm not sure what country that's in, and the Swan Islands. And I haven't gone through the whole book, right? So I can't speak for the whole thing. I've just kind of perused through it. But one of the things that he points out is that it's very convenient for them to have these territories because it allowed them throughout history and still does to be able to do different types of experimentation without the restrictions that you would get in the actual United States for places that are states, right? So Hawaii now is a state, so okay, in Alaska, so they're going to fall under the whole full constitution and everything else. But a lot of these other territories don't. And what they've historically done and what we've brought out in different books and things like that is that they use these places to run their experiments, their medical experiments, their nuclear experiments, their chemical warfare experiments. Let me tell you, we know that they did stuff in Puerto Rico. Let me tell you that this book, even outside of that book, War Against All Puerto Ricans, and I know you had the Flame of Resistance, this one even goes into how they were testing mustard gas on us under the guise of using it to cure certain types of tumors, right? So chemical warfare, things like that. One of the most popular things they did in Puerto Rico was in Vieques, which is an island off the coast of Puerto Rico, right, where the Navy used it to test nuclear warheads for years. And it's not very far off the mainland. So, you know, I joke and I say, a lot of people say Puerto Ricans are messed up in the head.
There you go.
It got a lot to do with the experimentation. I'm telling you, nobody can come in. It got a lot to do with the experimentation that was done on our people for ever since 1898.
Hey, how you going to walk out with a cleaver in your head and say everything's good?
Right.
A few bombs, man.
Yeah. Because make no mistake, in 1898, they conquered Puerto Rico because it was a territory of Spain. It was not a violent conquest because Spain kind of just gave up and they left, and then the U.S. came in and scooped it up.
Yeah, it's the Spanish-American War, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at that point, it wasn't like a violent conquest. They just came in and they took it. And from then, even until this day, because like I said, just recently now they're talking about doing the vaccines there, it's been raped of its resources. It was used to make white men wealthy and create generational wealth for their families and for experiments on our people, sterilization experiments, vaccination experiments, chemical warfare experiments, nuclear warfare experiments, right? And you know, so it's not just the Tuskegee Project. And that's another device of the media to only highlight the African-American plight when they do highlight anything at all, to make it seem like the brown, and by brown, it's not just Hispanic. I'm talking about the Native Americans as well, right? Because there was another article that was posted up that now they're saying they want to come to the table and they should be discussed in the race discussions as well, because they're saying, listen, we experience racism at extreme rates as well, but nobody talks about it. Nobody highlights us. It's like they're forgotten that they even exist. We only think about them like in movies, the caricature of them and, you know, war paint and headrest and we don't see the other side of it. So there's been a constant number done on our people with this stuff. Now, we were talking about when I saw this little thing with the video that the aggregator had posted that and I was saying, hey, it's all money driven. And I said, this thing reminds me of Mission Impossible. The second one.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, that's right. You haven't seen it, right?
I haven't seen it.
Bro, why are you taking so long? We've been telling you to watch
it's
all of them.
Number two, man. You should have been seeing
it. You should have been seeing this one if you started.
3 weeks ago. Well, last week we went to brunch with the brothers, and I got back and I had some other stuff to do. Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's 123 minutes.
Yeah, it's 4 hours of your life. You could have given it
up. Oh, praises.
Do like me, bro. I watch it in 20, 30, 45-minute chunks when I'm on the cardio machine.
I can't do that.
I watch it on my phone, like, in pieces, if I can't finish it all. Look, he said, I can't do that. So, let's just go to the plot of Mission Impossible 2. Some of y'all might remember this. Art imitating life, life imitating art.
Mm-hmm.
They throw stuff in your face, bro. Hollywood knows the truth.
Hollywood knows the truth, absolutely.
This is biochemical expert Dr. Vladimir Nikorovich. I think he was Russian in this thing, right? Sends a message to the IMF for Ethan Hunt, an old friend of his, warning that his employer, Biosite Pharmaceuticals, or what was the other one's name? AstraZeneca?
Yeah, AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. You can insert that here if you want, right? Forced them to develop a biological epidemic to profit from its remedy. A biological epidemic to profit from its remedy. He arranges to meet with Ethan to deliver the Chimera virus and its cure, Bellerophon. With Ethan on vacation and incommunicado, so then you have this whole thing and this whole rogue thing goes on. And the whole point was that it was designed and set up to create a virus that was so novel that it would create a scare and a panic and the economy would crash, right? I was trying to find the scene where he explains it, but I can't remember because I haven't seen the movie in years. Where the economy would crash. And then when BioSite Pharmaceuticals or AstraZeneca or Moderna, whoever it winds up being here, right? AstraZeneca signed $1.25 billion, British company, with the U.S. for a cure that supposedly is not yet proven. And when they would release Bellerophon, the stock, having artificially been depressed because of the economic crash, would skyrocket up because they were the ones that had the cure. And all the investors would start investing with them and because they were getting the billions and billions of dollar contracts. I'm not saying that this is exactly what's happening, right? At the end of the day, I'm always going to say, Lord knows. I actually don't put too much into this stuff, right? Like, after this, I'll probably be fine and go to sleep and be okay, and I'm good.
Right.
But people need to be aware because I am annoyed by the fear. I'll tell you, that I'm going to bring some of it out in class today. Class is going to take a twist. It's going to be one of those. It's going to start one way. It's going to take a twist.
Operas.
People got an emotional spirit about this whole thing when we should be able to face the reality of it and just realize that we are specks. The Most High said, I can make rocks, Israel.
That's right.
And there's nothing we can do to control it or whatever. Now, with this being said, right, we don't run around reckless. There's a real disease and a real epidemic going around. And it primarily hits the Israelites, blacks, Hispanics, and natives, disproportionately so. So we need to be wise about it. At the end of the day, it's all in the hand of the Lord. The Lord gonna protect you. He not. He gonna touch you, whatever it is, and it's for whatever his will and his rationale is. But back on to this. So show me the other clip. Somebody made like a little thing about it. It's like a little 1 minute clip.
Hey, while he's looking for that, let's not forget the movie Outbreak, all
right?
Yeah. Now, while that wasn't about a monetary value of it, it was about them knowing about the disease, having the cure, and hiding it, and then redoing it again.
Right, right.
Remember, that was the whole thing. He said they had the cure all the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the scripture says that the inward thought of every one of them is deep.
Real deep.
Every single last one of them. So this stuff gets plotted years and years. If we know about it, us, the common folk, know about it, then it's been around for decades already.
Hey, if they knew about it when this movie came out, they already knew about it before.
Right.
John Woo knew something. John Woo knew something.
Wuhan. John Wuhan.
Yeah, exactly. There. See, boom.
Kung Flu Flighting.
Oh, so this is what the brother was saying. Okay, now I'm seeing his comments. So before you play that, Joao Ben Israel, he said Brazil's going to start in December to manufacture a vaccine, 100 million doses. So they probably signed a big deal with this company too. He goes, developed in partnership with the University of Oxford, which is the same thing that we just read in the article about South Africa in England, and the AstraZeneca Laboratory, which is the pharmaceutical giant that's doing it. The announcement was made this Saturday in Brazil by the National Secretary for Health Surveillance at the Ministry of Health. Gosh. Boy, I tell you, when they say there's no might in our hand, there's no might in our hand.
That's
bro.
Right.
None. There's no might in our hand. And Farrakhan said something like that last night because it was like one white person in this audience saying like, oh, but you know, so like, I'm willing to help. What can we do? And he says, you're not in a position of any power or authority to do anything to help us. So it's meaningless. And I took it a little deeper because at the end of the day, their spirit's not upright in them. So he was talking about probably, like, hey, physically, don't matter that you're one little whatever. You're not going to change the powers that be that's going to make. That's why, listen, they can do whatever they want and say whatever they want about this race stuff and whatever. It's never going away.
Ever.
Never. Now, they may make it seem like it has, like they did for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
but it's never going away because the people that actually pull and control the strings of this stuff, all right, those little white friends and those other nations that say that they're with you and they're for you, even though deep down they're not, even if in their own minds they believe that they really were, they're in no position to affect any change. Zero.
You know where else is never going to go away? Because the scripture says they're going to have a perpetual hatred.
Right. You know what? That's a good one. Bring that out.
Ezekiel 35.
Let's bring that out. And then we'll show this video. We'll go back to this.
Was it Ezekiel 35?
Yeah, 35 and 5.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, let's start from 2. That's because right. You got to make a show. We got to prove, right, that they it's Edomites. It's Esau. White man,
yeah.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, and verse 2. Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it,
good,
and say unto it, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O Mount Seir.
O Edom, O Caucasian man and woman, go ahead.
I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate.
Go to 5.
Verse 5.
Why?
Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and has shed the blood of the children of Israel.
No, of everybody.
A perpetual hatred.
And has shed the blood?
And has shed the blood of the children of Israel.
Of Israel. The blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. Go ahead.
By the force of the sword.
By the force of the sword, by vaccines, by inadvertent testings in our lands, okay, that have destroyed us. By sterilizing our women, go ahead.
In the time of their calamity.
The time of their calamity, go ahead.
In the time that their iniquity had an end.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, that's it.
All praises, right? That's a perpetual hatred. This is why whatever they say doesn't matter. Did you hear it? Is that where he explains? All right, we'll play this one now, right? And watch this. Play from the beginning.
In the beginning.
You know, at the beginning. And this is a video from 2009, I think, not a recent one, right? So it's called when the U.S. tried to cure the H1N1 virus, they combined two deadly viruses. Now it will take over the world. Now he was doing this like to just promote like a movie or something that he wanted to do. Remember, Hollywood knows the truth. That coronavirus is an engineered virus. Right, so he says the Chimera virus, which is the name of the one that was in
Mission Impossible.
All right, so that's all I wanted on that. To let you know, remember how Bishop was bringing out and there was articles out there that it had like characteristics of other types of viruses. And they were saying that like a lot of medical professionals were like, we're stumped. This thing looks like nothing we've ever seen. Right. And they were talking about how it came from the animals because they were eating animals and all this other stuff. But now you have all this other information coming out. But because mainstream media won't touch it, right, nobody's going to take it as gospel. Right. Like if CNN ran an exclusive on it, it would be like, oh, snap, it was created in a lab.
Yeah, right.
But they're not. So they ignore it and they choose to focus on what? Continuing to go ahead and keep people in fear, keep people jacked up. I think the other lady was saying, you know, just all the anxiety that people are going to get from this thing weakens your immune system. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's going to put you in a position where you're going to beg for the medicine. Most people. And they're going to want to take it and they're going to want to be, hey, give me the vaccine or whatever it is. And it's going to frustrate them to that extent.
Right. I just want to get this over with.
I just want to get it over with and whatever.
What
and get
harms
back to
are
you
going
to
do? I've had vaccines before.
In Nehemiah 8, when it says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, mm-hmm. that thing is so heavy because Peter said, cast your care upon the Lord, for he cared for you. So something as simple as not trying to usurp your will and what's happening in the earth and just casting your care upon the Lord. Right. And having joy, knowing that these signs shall come to pass as for our salvation, is going to keep a lot of our people alive. Just having that faith alone.
Do me a favor. I don't want to give away my class later, but it involves Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, bring that out. Okay. You're going to know the point.
OK.
Because it involves Peter. So when I bring the scripture later that brings Peter, Don't forget to say what you just said about that, because that's part of the theme of the second part of my class of what I'm going to bring out, because there's an example in the scripture, right, that I want to bring out. But I don't want to give it away as to where I'm going with it yet, right? So I'm not going to say much, because then because I'm going to ask brothers, I'm going to put them on the spot and see if they know. So.
Sure.
All right, so we'll see. Do me a favor, Brent. Don't forget to bring that out. But you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the spirit with that, because knowing all this, fine, great. Our aim in showing you all this is so that you can realize that prophecies are unfolding before your eyes,
mm-hmm.
and it will encourage you to hasten to repentance.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
I love 2 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. I always bring that out. If you believe these are the last days and you believe these things are happening, then there's certain types of behaviors that you should be exhibiting, and that is running and chasing and grabbing hold of the scriptures more. And your faith should be increased in these things, and there shouldn't be a fear, because you know God's will is being enacted on the earth.
No, right, exactly. It should just put into you a sense of urgency to get yourself right.
Hey, Deacon, I thought it. See, my class somehow miraculously got effed up when I did my fear of the pandemic class, where I went over a lot of that in great detail. But somehow there's like a 45-minute chunk with no audio. By the way, producer, I was going to say maybe we could put out smaller snippets of that, because there was good stuff in there. But you can't put it out as one class, because then it's not going to make sense if 40 minutes of audio is missing. So take what's good and what you can, and we could throw it out as little smaller cuts, all right? But Deacon Ithan brought it out too when he said perfect fear casteth out.
Right.
Perfect love casteth out fear, right? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, just a little bit. I'm not trying to jump on his class, but in the whole thing that I'm bringing out. But yes, it's not for us to have this anxiety or this fear or be overly concerned about what's going on. Sure, be smart. Prepare yourself. Don't go out touching it. Wash your hands, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
If a place is telling you to wear a mask, you got to obey the powers that be. Go into there, right? Remember, that mask is not going to stop you from getting the virus. Their rationale is that your saliva and stuff's not going to pass out if you got a mask on, right? You know, mm-hmm. Some people talk and they just spit on you.
Right, right.
Give me the news, not the weather.
That's the whole purpose of the social distancing.
Right.
It's so that way they won't get those droplet contaminations. But people are so ignorant and don't do research. And don't,
No. And then notice how the narrative has changed. That first it was everybody forgot that they said, listen, this virus is out. Community spread means there's no containing it.
Right.
It's going to be here. It's never going away. That virus is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what they were saying in the beginning was, we are keeping people in and doing these measures in order to not overwhelm the hospitals.
Right, that's it. That's exactly what they said.
When did it become about trying to burn the virus out? And that's what everybody's talking about now. Oh, cases are going up, but deaths are going down. Well, cases are going up, so that means things are bad. They're not there. The sky is falling. Stuff is messed up. It don't make any sense. People, bro, I'm telling you, people are dumb, bro. People are dumb.
They got short-term memories, man. They don't remember what they ate yesterday, a lot of people, man.
People are dumb. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. So
they get hit with so many different agendas, their brain can't keep up with
them. Hey, we just saw it in a news cycle now. Coronavirus, it was almost like it didn't exist during the 3 to 4 weeks that people were rioting over George Floyd's death.
You didn't even hear about it.
No, if you did, it was the offhand that here and there they were trying to say, oh, there's going to be a spike in cases. You know what? There was an article, they didn't give it a lot of play, that came out, and they said that they're finding in the areas where they had those protests, the cases have not spiked. But everybody was saying, oh, all those people. Bro, I'm telling you, this is some sinister shit going on, bro. And you got these powers that be, right? You know, and listen, that don't mean everybody who works for AstraZeneca is a problem. But there's stuff there going on.
They don't make those decisions. They're just telling to go make the vaccine. Negro, go ahead.
Right.
That's it. They're making the money behind it. They ain't making no decisions.
Right. Is this where he says it? The money? Okay, play this part. This is the scene from the movie.
Make it bigger.
Oh, it says the Rona for Mission Impossible 2. Someone put that out. Oh, so someone else made the connection. Good. There's other people. Like, they won't repent, though. They probably transgender.
Just another one of the agenda.
Look, the cure and the disease. Look, they're testing it now in their backyard deal here.
I gotta see this again. It's been a minute.
This is one of the better ones. Yeah. This is one of the best ones.
It was good.
It's a DNA match.
Kung Flu.
The blood's loaded with chimera.
It's loaded with Kung Flu.
It's loaded with Rona.
And they certainly have Bellerophon.
And they certainly have the vaccine.
Well, then you've got both the virus and the antivirus, which means I've got 30 million for you.
Stop. So he thought this guy was working it out. So he was stealing it from another company to bring it to him. Right. So his former. So this guy was the head of the pharmaceutical company. This is the sheriff from Gangs of New York.
Yeah, right.
It is the sheriff. Yeah.
Right. So this guy basically had stole it from the lab and the doctor, supposedly, and did this. Now I'm not saying people were stealing it from the lab and everything. It's probably a coordinated confederacy, like the scripture tells you. Right. So he says, all right, I'm gonna give you 30 million. You got me what you want. So now watch what he says. Listen.
Not exactly. We don't want just your cash.
What do you want?
Stock.
You're smart boy.
Stock options, to be a little more precise.
You're smart.
Cut it loose. Right in the center of town. The more crowded, the better.
The fuck is Jimmy?
How quickly can you manufacture more of the antivirus?
No time at all. Since I got it.
Stop. So notice how they said they're going to come up with, and even Rick Sanchez and the thing that we started with, he was like, wow, you know, you would think, you know, last mm-hmm. year you wouldn't think this word or whatever. You could say, wow, how are they going to have, you know, 400 million doses? Well, they started in April and they have capacity or whatever. So he's saying no time at all. We got it. We're going to ramp it up. So watch. So you're going to see he said he wants stock options. So for the stock to go up. Right. Come on.
Biosafe stock is just a few weeks away from going through the roof.
What are you talking about?
I know, Rick, or Chimera.
Well,
don't pass, isn't it?
Stop. So this is what he said. He said Biosite stock, that's his company, is going to go through the roof a few weeks from now. He goes, what are you talking about? He said there's going to be an outbreak. We're going to start it in downtown Sydney, right? And now he's going to explain. He said, so we're going to disseminate the virus into the world. Come on.
You create the supply, Mr. McCoy. We've just created the demand.
See that? Stop. He said, you create the supply. We've just created the demand. The Rona was to create demand mm-hmm. for this virus. And let me tell you something. I'm going to show you how they're all confederate. Because don't think it ends with a vaccine. One company's going to do the vaccine. Another's going to do the antiviral treatment. Mm-hmm. Another's going to do the antibody treatment. And everybody's going to dip into it because you're hearing all those terms. The vaccine's supposed to be longer term. Antiviral helps you get over it. And then antibodies stays in your system for 1 to 2 months to help you fight it.
Right. They create options for
it. Yes, for the whole population. So you could say, well, maybe I won't take the vaccine, but I'll take some antibodies. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll take the antivirals.
You said four things. That's four companies that are working on this.
Well, exactly.
They're all in cahoots. They're probably owned by the same freaking Edomite.
Go ahead.
Million people in Sydney and 17 million people in Australia are going to need Bellerophon within the next few days, not to mention the rest of the world. Now, this is how it's going to work. Wallace, the shares outstanding are 93.4 million, which means, Mr. McCoy, we need to get our hands on 480,000 options. We'll borrow your 30 million to buy those options. Your stock has never sold above $31 a share. When your stock goes north of 200, which it will, those options will be worth billions. And I will own 51% of Biosite.
It's outrageous. I will not let you take control of my company.
Sit down. You'll be a billionaire. Better than being broke. I have terrorists and other pharmaceutical companies standing in line. The ball's in your court, Mr. McCloy.
We're running short on time, Mr. McFoy.
All right, stop. Yeah, we don't need the rest of that. So he's going to... People are going to want to go watch the movie now. Oh, so sister said that. She said, oh, I'm not a Tom Cruise fan. We're going to make me watch this movie. Hey, as far as action movie goes, all the Mission Impossible movies are freaking excellent. Yeah. They're just really good. So you saw what he was saying there, right? So he says, hey, you're going to be a billionaire. You know, I own the company, but essentially we're going to release the disease and we have the cure, right? He says, we're going to create the demand for what you got there. And they're not going to largely target their own people. They've been doing it on us, and they're going to do it on us, and they're going to hit it with us. Right. So they figure, hey, why not at the same time while we make some money, let's kill some of these Israelites.
Hey, everything going on, protests, right? Everything is no coincidence, man. This is all orchestrated.
Right? Yeah,
it's all one and the same, man. Trust me, man. They did, like scripture says, man, the inward thought is deep.
Yep.
This is primarily in the streets.
Right.
With about 4 or 5 different things that people are protesting for.
Well, not primarily, because 46% of Edomites are actually running that.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that.
I don't know if you brother saw the video I posted in the group where it's saying LG whatever XYZ started with black people or black women. Another thing that's being pushed with it being the month of June.
Damn.
More reason for us to be out on the or our people out on the street saying they want rights for this and that.
Damn. Yeah, right. All of a sudden now you see the conversation has shifted to transgender and black. Transgender and black LGBTQ rights.
Right.
That's what it's jumped to. That thing was never about. And then we had someone on the page commenting, I'm confused by your group. Like, you know, what do you mean? Why are you talking about against Black Lives Matter? Heck, I don't know what she said. I covered the back. So I said, hey, we're bringing out how Black Lives Matter as the organization is full of crap. It's not what you think it is, right?
Right.
You know, so we obviously for black lives, black and brown lives, all Israelite lives. I said, because the Bible says our lives are more precious than anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, all lives matter. You know what? All lives matter to the extent that we need the other nations to be our possession, right? So, you know, I do want some of y'all to live.
Bring it out.
Hey. And we mean that spiritually, right? Because we know what the Bible says and what's going to happen, right? And Christ is going to come and handle that. Our revolution and our salvation is in repenting and the keeping of these commandments and keeping ourselves in that perfect love so that you don't be overcome with fear and be driven with these news cycles and this media stuff the way it's going down. It's ridiculous. Get yourself an aggregator if you can.
There it is. There it is. Boom.
Anybody else got anything?
No.
Wow, and I was passing it?
Yeah.
That was powerful. Power hour.
Boom, the power hour.
The power hour.
The what? All right.
I'm drained.
You've been aggregating for weeks on end. That's why. Right.
Should we bring out Psalms 83 to end it?
Sure, you can bring it out. Go ahead.
It's the book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people.
Right. Crafty counsel, meaning there's levels to it that you're not going to understand at points. Hey, and I'm going to tell you something. Even with what we brought out, there's probably more stuff at play than this. Because if we know, then
that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
If we know, then they know.
Right. Then they know something else. Right. They're many steps ahead of us in that regard. Not the Most High, but in us, right? Because we are in our earthly tabernacles, right? Mm-hmm. And it does weigh the spirit down, right? Go ahead, read.
And consulted against thy hidden ones.
And they consulted against us. Everything that they do, these nations, they are confederate and have consulted against us. Come on.
They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Right, so they don't want us to remember Israel. Why? Because according to Judith 5, if God is for us, nobody can be against us. So they don't want us to be in remembrance, and they want to continue to do that. Hey, one of the greatest ways they can do that is by pushing things like LGBTQ, transgenderism,
yep.
Right? Everything that they do is motivated for that. Reduce our number, right? Because the scripture says we'll be as the stars of heaven, as the sands of the sea. So they don't know. They don't have an accurate count of how many Israelites are in the earth. They don't know how many are sealed yet. Neither do we, right? But they try to reduce our numbers. They try to keep us apart, try to keep us not united to the end that they can – continue to perpetuate their rulership. Mm-hmm. That's really what it boils down to. We don't need to go through the whole thing on that. Just want to show the crafty council and all that. So, all right, well, that's the show for this week. All right, continue to support, like, and share. Check us out on the Wednesday show. You've been consistent with that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got the Wednesday show. All right, going over some deep basics.
Deep basics.
I heard you did pretty good with the name and all that.
Hey,
the Hebrew.
Yeah. The Hebrew, the name, or the laws.
Yeah. Right. I heard. I saw some good feedback from that. That's good. That's good. And then stay tuned next week. We'll see what we go into. I'm going to start trying to crack this book a little bit. Let's see what comes out of this. Maybe it'll be show topics.
I still got
the White Rage. I'm all over the place. I've been doing my four chapters. I'm like, you know, I'm watching Money Heist on Netflix. It's a lot of things going on.
Uncle Jim.
Okay. Hey, Money Heist is good. Don't watch it because there's a lot of episodes and you're going to be like stuck on it. It's real good. they're like, damn, now I got to watch it.
I got to go watch Mission Impossible.
Hey, all of them usually revolve around some type of conspiracy and stuff like that, man. So it's good, right? Like the last one was like with a nuke, right?
Hey, watch Outbreak again too, man, if you haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day.
There's another one too.
Read your four chapters.
Read your four chapters at least.
Get it in, Jim.
Contagion was another one.
Right. Contagion was the other one. Right. And then there's another one, something about Pandemic. It's like a series one, it's like a little mini series.
All they're doing is indoctrinating us, man. They're
right.
Dumb to them.
Right. Epstein.
Filthy rich.
Hey, that's the show. With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Let us know when we're completely over. Lego.
Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We
got
back.
The nations running scared because Israel is back. Our lives on us because we keeping them lost. When the Lord will return, Babylon, we are far. So we are solid. We got them on lock. God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen, get ready for our whip to crack.
Damn.
In Vegas. You're not leaving today, right?
Yeah, after.
All right, because we're gonna talk to you.